Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. Joining me now, General Manager Rick Smith. And I know this is a day you have circled on your calendar, day one in the books. Just sort of some overall general thoughts on what you saw and what you're looking forward to.
Well, I think the first thing is I was very pleased with the conditioning level. I think Cedric did a nice job in the offseason of getting the guys in shape. And it's exciting. I mean, it's the beginning of a new season, and everything that's happened in the past is the past. This is a new team, and we've got to figure out what this team's personality is and who the leaders are and all those kind of things. And then, you know, we're on a quest to win a championship.
Well, and I heard you this morning talking to Mark Vandermeer. The quest to win a championship starts here. You're not thinking about game one. You're thinking about practice one here at training camp. And when it comes to the conditioning, we just talked to guys like Brian Cushing, and they feel, and he feels, and I'm assuming you agree with this, that this offseason and what they did put into the work and how well prepared they are coming in is really what's going to be the difference in taking that next step to that championship.
Yeah, I think Gary's done an outstanding job of this team understands the correlation between hard work and preparation and how that impacts game day and their ability to succeed on game day. And so they get that, they understand that, but again, we're in training camp now, so there's this goal out there that everybody's focused on, but right now, how do you get there? And the goal of training camp right now is to do a couple things, is to find out what's the best 53 guys that will make up this roster to give us the best chance to reach those goals, and then to define what this team looks like.
From your perspective as a GM, how nice is it, and a credit to you, to come in, you've got all your rookies, everybody signed, there's really no distractions coming in and to be able to focus on what these guys are doing to get that number down to 53?
Well, it's good. I mean, I think in a lot of respects, you know, it's a testament to Chris Olsen and the job he does from a negotiation standpoint. And our guys are excited. Everybody's excited to be here. They know what's in front of us. They know what we're capable of. But again, they know what we've got to do in order to give us a chance to actually do it.
At this point, early, a couple guys on the PUP, some a little concerned, some maybe not as concerned, but just sort of if you can address that and maybe if any of these things do have concerns for you.
Well, no, I think the PUP designation or NFI designations, they're tools that we have available to us to make sure that before we put guys out on the field in these conditions that they're 100% ready. And so we've got an excellent medical staff headed up by Jeff Kaplan. He does an outstanding job for us. And so all of the guys that are making their progressive moves back to the field, we feel pretty comfortable where they all are.
I know everybody feels pretty comfortable with the 11 guys, the starters on each side of the ball. Backups, kind of depth, just sort of your thoughts on that and kind of some of the guys you're looking at and who you're most excited about to see what they can bring.
Well, I think we've got a good football team from top to bottom, you know, and I think our depth, I don't know if it's going to be an issue. I think we've got some good young players mixed with some veteran players that will provide some good depth for us, and I'm just excited. There's a lot of competition at a lot of positions, and we're deep at a lot of positions, and so it's going to be a lot of fun to watch these guys compete over the next couple weeks.
All right, Rick Smith, thank you so much. Looking forward to the rest of training camp. That wraps up the morning session, but don't go away. We will wrap up the afternoon session with Mark Vandermeer when we return. Stay with us.